You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the Notorious V.I.C., Vic Carucci, Week 5 kickoff tonight, and it features our Cleveland Browns, and I absolutely love that. Browns-Bills, 8:30 p.m., and if you want to be there and looking good, you might need a little rain gear. We'll check out all the great stuff at the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. They'll be open for this game as well, so if you get in there and you see one of those stylish Nike jackets, you can pick one of those up at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop and be looking good when you watch the Brownies against the Buffalo Bills tonight.
Yeah, and we've got Call Your Shot Thursday. So you call us up at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Mark in Middleburg Heights right now. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, man. Good. What's up?
Listen, I wanted to comment on something you guys brought up a couple days ago about how the NFL has changed. I tried to call in, but I didn't have time to wait. You guys are so popular.
we like to think, yeah. Okay.
I wish my old man was still alive to see this, because the change of the NFL, because when I was young, we used to have a lot of banner back and forth. He was old school that you need the run to open up the pass. And this was back in the Dan Fouts era. And I was like, well, look at this explosive team, and they still have running backs that are gaining a lot of yards, and that it can work the opposite way, and that now the league has become a passing league that opens up the run. And, he's probably turning over in his grave when he hears me saying that, but it's true. It eventually took over, And I think we'll see with a better passing game that Norv Turner will turn out just like he always has. He's going to turn out a darn good running back with darn good numbers simply because of the passing game.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I think this, where we are in this game, and you make such great points about it, is there's no more cringing when you see the 50-plus passes per game versus, say, a dozen or so runs. You cringe when you lose a game that way, and you can point to that stat. You see, it's all about imbalance, but that's really not the conversation anymore. The conversation is about doing what allows you to win, and Nathan made the point earlier, the rules of this game are such that it's so wide open, it promotes throwing the football, throwing it often, throwing it, and it promotes the idea that receivers are going to get free to make big plays and make an impact. We're very pleased right now to be joined by one of my all-time best friends in this business, known each other a long, long time. He's in town, of course, for Thursday Night Football, covering it nationally for Fox Sports 1.
Woo-hoo!
I got it right, didn't I?
You say I'm not here for the Indians? Oh, too soon? Sorry.
Too soon. Alex, see? All right. Thank you, Alex. We'll see you later. He is Alex Marvez, and you know his great work from you got the buzzer there from Fox. He's a writer and a TV personality. He's got the tie on now, so he's doing a lot more TV stuff. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. This was $1.50, by the way, at Goodwill. You know what? When people die, they leave ties. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? And why not? Go ahead.
It's got Browns colors in it almost.
You know what? It's not too bad, right? It matches the shirt.
Help carry the legacy on for the people.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, someone's looking nice down or up at this tie right now, and hopefully
smiling.
They're proud. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So what do you make of this tonight? Two teams that have been so irrelevant for years matching up in a game that maybe brings more relevance to one of them, both of them?
It does. And you know what? The Cleveland Browns can stake claim to being the best team in the AFC North through the first 5 weeks of the season if they take care of business tonight. And I tell you, watching the past 2 weeks pretty closely, I'm impressed by this Browns team. I'm especially impressed by the defense. You know, really, that front is so tough to run against. I thought that they really dictated the game against Cincinnati in that regard. The Bengals never able to go ahead and get a consistent running game. And you look at, and also they pressured Andy Dalton. On top of that, you look at Joe Hayden shutting down A.J. Green the way that he did. And I think with Buffalo, the one of the big problems they have are lack of weapons in the receiving game.
Yeah.
Scott Chandler's a good tight end. He's not great. I mean, he can be handled. He's no Jordan Cameron or anything like that. But, you know, so when it comes to Joe, you figure Stevie Williams, you know, they can go ahead. You can put him on there in that matchup and probably do pretty darn well. Big question for me is, what is this offense going to do? Are they going to go ahead and avoid some of the same mistakes Joe Flacco made last week? And I was very surprised at that. I was shocked by that. I was too.
You know, run the ball 9 times against a team that had been giving up 150 yards per game on the ground.
Goofy.
I don't understand that. That was a bad game plan.
It was a bad game plan by Jim Caldwell. And they know, and you know, you heard John Harbaugh, who's not afraid to call people out, as he called out Cam Cameron before. You got to give Ray Rice the football. You got to give him his touches. They became too lopsided in their play calling, weren't able to take advantage of it. And yeah, this is a Ravens team that's struggling right now, but let's not take away anything from that. Buffalo did what they had to do. They won. And when you think about it, this is a Bills team that could very easily be 3-1. I'm not going to throw the Jets game in. I know it was a 7-point game, but that was just a lousy performance by the Bills in that game. And a good performance by the Jets, but when you know, except for 20 penalties.
20 penalties.
Yeah, other than 2 turnovers. Other than that, but you look at this Bills team, they could very easily be 3-1. And the buzz I have heard out of Buffalo is how people are just buying all into Doug Marrone. They really, really like this guy. They think that the coaching staff has done an outstanding job reaching these players.
And clearly they have. And what's amazing about the win over the Ravens is not only that, they did it in a game where their secondary was so depleted, yet they still had the 5 interceptions. When you look at this from the Browns perspective, and you talk about how good the defense is, and number one in the league, 4.2 yards per play, what do you expect from them offensively tonight, having Josh Gordon, Cameron, and is this the game that Willis McGahee gets a little bit against one of his former teams, the Buffalo Bills, gets going on the ground?
Great question. You know, how do you go ahead? What's the best way to attack the Bills? Probably through the air. But right now, you still see it with some of the throws that Hoyer threw last week, that Brian threw. They were off. You know, sometimes you looked at him and Josh Gordon, it's like, are you guys on the same page? And I can understand why. I mean, look, Brian, his snaps with the first team offense were so limited, and Josh is in his second game back, coming off the suspension. They haven't had a ton of time to work together, but I think you're going to have to make some plays in the passing game to loosen things up for the run. I don't know what Willis McGahee has left. I know he had that nice run near the goal line last week, and then the Browns punched it in after that, but other than that, it's really sort of 2.7 yards and a cloud of dust. And
that's what it's been, though, unfortunately, for the Browns, even before Willis McGahee.
You're right about that, and that also leads to the Trent Richardson trade the right trade to make? An interesting question, but I tell you, I think ideally the Browns want someone faster in the backfield going forward. And Chris Obanaya right now, I think doing a solid job. I mean, he's a jack-of-all-trades guy. You can really depend on him. I just don't know what you're going to get out of Willis. I do know what you're going to get out of Jordan Cameron. Heck of a lot of catches.
He's good.
But, you know, for the Bills, right time for Jarris Byrd to become back. That really should give a boost to that secondary, especially if he does end up matched up a little bit against Jordan.
Alex Marvez is joining us from Fox Sports 1. You also hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. We both do some shows there. Alex in town for tonight's game. And Brian Hoyer, your thoughts about how impressive he's been through these first two games for a guy who really, I think, the best credential he had prior to getting on the field and starting to put together his own resume is spending 3 years behind Tom Brady, watching and learning.
Yes, and you know what? He took advantage of it. I mean, how many times have you seen a player, like a quarterback, a young guy comes in, and I'll give you an example, and he's a friend of mine, Channing Crowder, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. He played behind Zach Thomas, but Channing was so busy goofing off his first couple years in the league that I don't think he really took advantage of the lessons that Zach was offering. In the case of Brian Hoyer, he knew. I had the opportunity to be the lone pool reporter for the Patriots when they played the Giants in Super Bowl 46, and Brian Hoyer, he really ripped apart that Patriots defense. The guy was outstanding in practice. In fact, I wasn't so surprised that the Patriots let him go because they wanted to carry two quarterbacks, so much as nobody picked this guy up last year until starting, week 13 by
Cardinals.
Arizona. So, you know, all things considered, and I talked to Chris Obanaya on the phone this week, talked about the veteran presence that he provides. And Chris isn't trying to sit here and knock Brandon Whedon, but the reality is that Brian has been there and done that in terms of being with a team that has been to certain levels. So I think he feels very confident in what it is that he brings to this team. But you still see some of the rust. You still see some of the miscommunication when it comes to running this offense. And, you know, that makes it a little bit tougher on such a short week to go ahead and try to fix everything that went wrong. I mean, and that's the thing with Thursday Night Football, though. And I know a lot of fans, you know, they don't recognize it's not as good a game as it is on Sunday.
And for those obvious reasons, Alex, we appreciate the fact that you jumped in here. I know you got stuff to do while you're in town.
Are you trying to get rid of me now, Vic?
I'm giving you the fast
exit.
It's
a little bit of a brush
off. It's not a brush off. Actually, you can stay for us as long as you want. Jim Kelly is going to join us, though, in a couple of minutes.
I heard he called you out the other day for telling too long a story on Sirius
XM. He called me out last night.
Yeah. exactly.
We had some fun. Yes, he gave me some crap. He didn't like that I was informing him about the Browns. So I can understand.
He'll get a little riled about that. Absolutely.
He said, yeah, enough on the Browns stuff. And that's Jim. He's a Buffalo Bill through and through. But we are going to have him within a couple of minutes here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Alex Marvez, thank you again. Fox Sports 1, Sirius XM NFL Radio, and we'll see you at First Energy tonight.
Yes, indeed. Tune into Fox Football Daily today, a one-on-one with Joe Banner.
Ooh, there it is. We're looking forward to that. All right, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Thursday game day on CBD, ESPN 850 WKNR.